USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Afterward, Giuliani said this is not the end of the road.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. Officials emphasized this occurred in a combat zone where soldiers often encounter terrorists and suicide bombers. The conflict between Israel and Hamas, now in its 70th day, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed the ongoing situation during his visit to Israel Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Recently, two U.S. officials indicated that the Biden administration has communicated to the Israeli government its desire to see an end to the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has agreed to a CNN debate invitation. In response, her opponent, GOP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, criticized Haley for taking more than a week to confirm her participation in the Iowa debate. The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts at administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. They expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease, could strain healthcare capacity. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. A U.S. senator's son is now facing murder charges in connection with a North Dakota deputy's death.
It involves Ian Kramer, son of North Dakota Republican Kevin Kramer. He's accused of killing Mercer County Deputy Paul Martin in a crash that happened during a reported high-speed chase earlier this month. Initially, Kramer faced manslaughter charges, but those were upgraded to homicide. His next court appearance is set for Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Airlines anticipate accommodating nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season. The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to the previous year's Southwest Airlines meltdown caused by a significant snowstorm. Southwest has made substantial investments in de-icing equipment, overhauled its computer system, and ensured an ample supply of staff for the current holiday season. Someone's on the naughty list. Police in Virginia are investigating after someone wearing an inflatable gingerbread man costume attempted a home invasion earlier this week. The police report says the suspect walked up to the door and tried to go inside without knocking. The suspect walked away after finding out the door was locked. A witness walked up to the man and was told he was trying to find a friend's house. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.